The sermon for Palm Sunday is from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 12, verses 20 to 43. The sermon is entitled, Hosanna. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. With the palms waving and the people crying out, Hosanna, Hosanna, hope and triumph was filling the air. After all, Jesus had raised Lazarus from the dead. And it was this Jesus who would be their powerful king. Of course, people had their idea of what they wanted this king to be. An earthly king, maybe the possibility of prosperity as the commander and protector of the people. Yet little did they know what was to come in the midst of this joyous hysteria. That our Lord would reveal in his power and might, well, that he would empty himself as he took upon the form of a servant. That is quite paradoxical, isn't it? You know, the one with the most power, so profound that power is, so almighty our Lord is, yet what did he do? He willingly and humbly came to this world, not only to take upon the flesh, but to be the suffering servant, obedient unto death, death upon the cross. You know, our Lord would face this battle knowing what was to come. And this wasn't just a simple battle to win. No, this was of great strife. Shouldering humanity upon his shoulders. The heroic battle that only Christ could face for us, Hosanna. His excruciating death that he would face for each and every one of you. And on this Palm Sunday, indeed, he would answer the Hosanna for you. That there for him on this very road would be the cross. Now, this day was not a day where he would hedge or turn around. No hesitation. No fence sitting, no rerouting. Jesus knew his mission as the Christ. For you will name him Jesus, for he will save people from their sins. Indeed, Father, save me from this hour, but for this purpose I have come to this hour. This hour, the time is now, the culmination of his suffering was in this very week. His death and resurrection, ascension, it was time to lay his life down for the sheep. Because there is no other servant who could do such things. No other sacrifice, no other way, but only Christ. Humbling himself as a lamb who was slain for you. Yes, to lay down his life. Now Jesus says in our gospel reading, whoever loves his life, or whoever loves his life loses it. And whoever hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Jesus really shows us what life truly is. The life of a Christian is to take up the cross and follow him. That is to deny oneself. Self-denial. To give up all things. Question is, have we done so? You know, throughout the season of Lent, in the midweek services, hopefully you all enjoyed that. But our theme was honest repentance. And throughout the season, I had the honor to preach that very familiar story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And you heard this on Ash Wednesday, of course. But what a great picture that was. that in the midst of this great threat, the fiery furnace, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did not bow down to the false gods. They did not seek to salvage their own temporal lives. They could have submitted, of course. Yet they very well knew, because of the one true God, false gods, they very well knew, only gave or would give false things. The counterfeit gods would only give counterfeit things. Yes, you know, have you ever looked at a counterfeit bill before? You know, it may look real, but yet it is not. And so it is with false gods. They look real, don't they? I mean, they promise us something and we say, oh yes, these false gods will give us all that we need. But yet, friends, they are imposters of the truth. They are imposters of the true comfort and deliverance. They promise pleasure, but they only deliver pain. You know, for our first parents, it was the same way. You know, the fruit looked pleasing to the eye. The slithering serpent's words, the Satan himself, was in their ear, promising them the very thing, this very pleasure, if they ate. But yet what happened? Pain would ensue. Sin and death would enter the world. Yes, once they thought, this is the life if we eat from this tree. This is the life! We could be our own little gods. Yet little did they know, in this idolatry. Again, Jesus says, whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will keep it to eternal life. What is life for you, my friends? You know, Joey knows this. I'm glad she's here. Joey. Yes. I know when I was in the hospital there, I would tell her what my favorite animal was. And as you know, my favorite animal is, you probably don't know, but it's a turtle. I don't have one, but if I did have an animal, it's hairless, so it's easy to clean. But why do I love turtles so much? They're beautiful creatures, they have shells, the patterns on their back, their slow, plodding nature. I love how they walk, you know, step by step. You know, they're steady, they just continue to walk. That story, the Aesop's fable, the tortoise and the hare, you know that story. You know, the turtle just continues. But yet also on the flip side, the turtle also does what? When the going gets tough and there is danger and a predator in its way, what do? They turtle up. They duck their heads and go inward. You know, that's what I think about this life as a sinner. You know, when we face strife, when we face the battles that are at hand, when we face temptation, so easy we flee inward. Isn't that our nature? To depend on the flesh? How easy is that? The love of self. Inward is our natural sinful direction. We turtle up when we face anxieties, pains and struggles, rather than casting our cares unto the Lord, rather than going to prayer and the Word, what do? That's right, we flee inward. We live as if we are all alone in this as autonomous beings. Do you see this temptation in your life? Friends, what is life for you? Ask yourself that. What is life for you? Are you living by your every desire? Are you clinging to this life as if you're serving two masters, God and money? You tell yourself, I can have the best of both worlds. But what does the Bible say? Right? You cannot serve two masters. Yet in our sinfulness, we love our lives, friends. Right? We know what it means to follow these false gods, our riches, our pride, our self-centeredness, indulging in every fleshly desire, the love for this life, as if this life is what shapes us, as if this life defines who we are in this fallen world. The world says, this is your life. The devil says, this is your life. The flesh says, this is your life. But on this Holy Week, even St. Peter would know, as a rooster would crow, this is life, and I need to salvage it, because this is all I have. Friends, we very well know how easy it is to fall short to the glory of God. We cherish this life in our sinful nature as if it is everything. You look in the mirror, and I know everyone here knows what I am speaking of. What are you cherishing this day? What are you clinging? What are you trusting in your life today? Then there's Jesus. You know, on this Palm Sunday, he looks at life, and what does he do? He doesn't turtle shell up. He doesn't duck his head in. No, he very well knows what he is bringing to the table, that he is giving you life, that he is heading straight into his own betrayal. The adversity that is at hand, head on, our Lord would face this battle for each and every one of you. One step after the other, going straight to the cross, the will of God. Knowing that the answer to your Hosanna, Lord, save us now, would be his own sacrifice for you. This is life, my friends. Your life is in the work of Christ. And this life is given to you by his very work as he endured all the way to the cross. Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Lord, save us. And he does by laying his life down for you. Because, friends, there is no other way to be saved. And we could rest on our laurels and say, look, I'm a good person. I've done well for my life. Look what I've done, Lord. We can rest upon that reality, but at the end of the day, that will only lead you to terror and despair. And our Lord knows this. And he sees life in his very own death. How graciously paradoxical is that? That he sees life in his own death. Death upon the cross. That's what was waiting for our Lord, the crucifixion, his bloodshed, laying his life down for you so all your sins by his very work is forgiven and washed away. And that you are forgiven, my friends. No doubt, no wonder. This is who you are. This is the life that you've been given by his precious blood that was sacrificed for each and every one of you. And our Lord did not hesitate. It's humbling, isn't it? We cling to this life as if it's everything. Jesus sees life at the cross for you by his very death. We idolize the things of this world as if this is our life. Jesus looks at the cross and says, there I will give life to the world, and there he goes for you. To face the big death. Oh, this death is big, my friends. You know, death, whew, death is a big matter. Death is so big because we cannot remedy it ourselves. We cannot take out the shovel of self-righteousness and shovel ourselves out of this predicament. We cannot. Death is so big that we cannot escape or rescue ourselves from this predicament ever since the fall. Because we know what we deserve. But this is the big death that was waiting for Jesus at the cross. Right? It's not my human reason. It's not my free will. It's not what I bring to the table. It's what Jesus brings to the table. His very blood, obedient unto death, to be the defeater of death. Saving you from the eternal grave. The sting has been plucked out. The palms that you wave symbolize victory. Friends, the devil may tell you, you're losing. You're guilty. God cannot save you. But Jesus says, I bring you victory. The victory at the cross. See, this Holy Week is all about the faithfulness of our Lord, His life-saving work. This week is about our faith in the Hosanna, that our merciful Lord loves each and every one of you to go down that road. I can't go down that road. You can't go down that road. But only Jesus. Cross, the empty tomb. This is life. Friends, money cannot buy you this life. Earthly securities cannot buy you this life. The treasures, the bounty that the world promises you, this cannot give you life. It's in the name. And there it reads in Philippians, at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Indeed, Jesus is Lord. He is the Lord of life. And He lords it over you. By dying and rising, by shedding His blood, delivering you over from sin, death, and the power of the devil. Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Right there. The palms waving. The victory is yours. You know, the wonder's gone, my friends. The questions have been answered. You are his. Forgiven, redeemed, paid for. This is life. By His grace, given for you, for the forgiveness of your sins. Amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Sunday sermon from Faith Lutheran Church in Moorpark, California. For more information, visit us on the web at faithmoorpark.com.